Boston shuts down amid a massive manhunt.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we'll get to the global perspective in a moment. But first to Watertown, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. There is a manhunt underway for one of the suspects in the Boston Marathon bombings. The other suspect was killed in a shootout with police. Authorities are now asking residents of Watertown and other towns nearby to stay in their homes. For more, we're joined from Watertown by Katie Zesma. She's a correspondent with the Associated Press. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so people are being told to stay home. They've shut down the transit system. What else can you tell us?
So right now, the authorities are emphasizing that people need to stay in their homes. They have basically shut down the entire city of Watertown, Massachusetts. They are not allowing traffic in or out. They are urging everyone to stay in their homes, to not go outside, to not congregate. And they're saying the same to people in the surrounding communities, in Cambridge, in Belmont, in the Boston, Brighton section of Boston. It's a really large area. And they're emphasizing that there's a full-on manhunt going on, and this person is armed and extremely dangerous.
And people are just waking up to this. I mean, have you seen any people where you are?
You know, I saw some people earlier in the night. The manhunt started in a very residential section of Watertown when it actually ended up here. There are apartments and houses, and there were people in the street just because they were woken up by it at 2 or 3 in the morning, and they were nervous. There were sounds of gunshots that were going off. There were dozens and dozens of police cars, of SWAT team vehicles. People were just scared, and you can see people are the city and the town are starting to wake up. It's finally light out, and I think a lot of people are waking up to something that they just won't be able to believe is happening where they live.
Katie Zesma, correspondent for the Associated Press, joining us from Watertown, Massachusetts. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
Well, now a quick check of global markets. Tokyo is up 0.7% right now. London up 0.6%. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 81 to close at 14,537.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
Now to the global perspective on business and economics. France's finance minister Pierre Moscovici is in Washington for meetings. He's part of the socialist government of François Hollande, who was elected president last year on the promise of more growth and less austerity. Mr. Moscovici joins me now from Washington. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So you recently revised down your outlook for the French economy to just 0.1% growth this year. So I want to start by asking you, what is wrong with the French economy right now?
I don't think that's the right question. The right question is what is wrong with the Eurozone economy, because the problem is that Eurozone is the place where we live. It's the countries which we exchanged the more. And the difficulty is that the Eurozone is going to have the second year of a recession. And it's very difficult for a country like France to grow when its own environment is weak. So the question is, how can we all together, Germany, Italy, Spain, and furthermore, the European Union countries, strengthen our growth and grow together? This is the question for France. How to make the structural reforms internally in order to have a stronger economy, to have a better situation for the business, for the firms, and also how to cooperate better between us in order to have a stronger growth.
Well, so do you think that that's a benefit or a bad thing, that you're sort of tied to the rest of the economies of Europe?
Neither a benefit, neither a problem. That's just the reality. What we must do now is, again, to grow together, to develop our capacities, and also to encourage competitiveness. That's what we're doing in France. What I believe is that by the second half of this year, 2013, we would be capable to regain growth. And then, in the years to come, 2014, 2015, to have a much stronger growth.
Well, one of the things that outside observers have said is that austerity is hurting you. And I wonder, your government ran against the idea of austerity, but you are proposing tax increases and spending cuts.
We are a serious government. We are leading a serious policy. And I think that reducing deficit is of common interest. A country with a higher debt is a weakened country. And this is why, too, because debt is composed of several deficits, we must reduce our deficit. Fiscal consolidation is a necessity. But at the same time, we will sustain growth. And this is why we won't obey some pre-existing rules, which should have led us to have a deficit of under 3% in 2013. If we did so with the slow growth which you mentioned a minute ago, then we would have put our own country into recession. I don't want it. We don't want it. And this is why we're going to reduce in a clever way the structural deficits in the year to come.
Well, there's been a lot of debate about what exactly is the right balance of debt to GDP. What do you think it is? What would you like to get it down to in France?
We want to reach an equilibrium in structural terms in 2017. We want to go on with the reduction of deficits. We want to have our public debt start to lower after 2015. And at the same time, we want growth to be improved. You know, in Europe, facing this hard situation, people wonder and look at the Eurozone and say, how can you recreate some hope?
Yeah.
We have a shared discipline, and that's positive, but this discipline must not be a punishment.
That's part of my interview with the French finance minister, Pierre Moscovici. You can hear the whole thing at our website, marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.